Hey guys, welcome back to the Sports Discourse. This is your boy KD. I am so glad that you're with us on today. Listen, we got a lot to get into. We got some tournament talk to talk about. We got some free agency things to discuss for the NFL. And of course, we got some injuries to report on as far as for the NBA. So hey guys, let's get into it. But listen guys, thank you for your support. We thank you for everything you're doing. And listen, if you would like to support this podcast, you could support us at anchor.fm/sd-23/support. That's anchor.fm/sd-23/support. Or you could go to our Cash App, which is $SportsDiscourse23. And hey, always catch us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and like our page. We appreciate it. So guys, we got a lot to get into, so let's go. All right, guys, let's do some tournament talk. In fact, today really is going to conclude the first weekend of the NCAA tournament for the men's and the women's. Normally the men's have, the first two rounds have already completed, but because of COVID and everything and the situation they're in, they're actually going to finish up today, the men's. But the women's are finishing up today, and it's so glad that they are, because guess what? This weekend has been exciting. I don't know about you. Even though with the women's game, it seems like the top seeds are handling their business, but still, it's been some excitement. Other than, you know, Stanford and UConn, and, you know, they just blowing out teams. It just ain't, it's just not right. Just not right. On the women's side, it's just not right. But on the men's side, y'all seeing how many upsets you got? Y'all, I mean, you got, I say their name wrong all the time, but Loyola, or I may be saying it wrong, but you know, the school with the nun that shows up to the game, with the sister that shows up to the game, to their games, every year, man, they make noise every year, man, and it's just something else, but they do it every year. But Oral Roberts, come on. Oral Roberts, now they're known for their, because they're a Christian school, so theology school in Oklahoma. That's the only thing they known for. But basketball, and y'all, they didn't beat any scrubs to get to the Sweet 16. They, first of all, first round beat Ohio State, and then turned around yesterday and beat Florida. Really? And y'all, they play Arkansas in the Sweet 16 next. Is it possible they could beat Arkansas and get to the Elite Eight? Yes. You want to know why? Because Arkansas should have lost against Tech last night. Oh, they barely won because of last second mental lapses Texas Tech had at the end of the game. Other than that, Texas Tech would be going to the Sweet 16. Arkansas is beatable, y'all. Arkansas is beatable. So yes, Oral Roberts have the opportunity. And these boys can play. They can shoot the ball. They can defend. Y'all, hey. Hey. I definitely didn't see him winning like that. Winning at all. And if you could sit up here and tell me you beat Oral Roberts to beat Ohio State and then beat Florida and go into Sweet 16, you lying. You need show me proof. Other than that, you lying. Cause none of us did. None of us. And Loyola beat Illinois. Illinois is a good squad and lost. There could be an argument that this has been so far the best opening weekend in the men's NCAA tournament history. It could be an argument. Good start. I can't wait to the Sweet 16. I really can't. Man, I'm really pulling for Michigan. I'm telling y'all this now. I'm pulling for Michigan. Even though they had kind of a shaky start, I'm pulling for Michigan. Georgetown was a bit disappointing to me. They couldn't make nothing. But hey, we'll see how it turns out. We'll see how it pans out. But now on the women, I'm kind of pulling for, even though I'm a Tar Heel, I love the Tar Heels, men and women basketball team. I always pull for them. And the women, Tar Heels, are playing right now. The women's, they trailing right now. Alabama, 22-15. It's in the second quarter, so it's a tight game. But, you know, I'm pulling for UConn because they kind of playing this year's tournament for GG. So, GG Bryant. Yeah, GG. And so I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for them. But hey, I'm still pulling for my Tar Heels. The women do it good. So I got to pull for something, baby blue. You know, that's a crying shame. You know, that the men's, I don't know what was up with that. But, you know, it could have been COVID. You know, so we'll see next year. You know, because next season, they won't have that opportunity to use that as an excuse. Duke either. But we'll see, y'all. We'll go into it some more. But who y'all got in the men's and women's tournament? Hey, Villanova looked good yesterday. I mean, they were going against North Texas, don't get me wrong. But hey, Villanova, hey, right have them boys right every year. Villanova looked good. I can't miss out on that. Who y'all got? Do you think Baylor is still going to be in the mix? Which I still think so is. On the men's and women's side. Can't count out Baylor on both teams, the men's and the women's. Do you think UConn going to continue because they got that bad freshman? Do you think, on the women's side, do you think, hey, They gonna make a run. Hey, and that girl from Iowa, freshman, I gotta get her name. But man, she cold. Let me tell y'all this. Y'all, every year, the women's game is getting better and better. And as the college women's game gets better, the WNBA will be on the map. I'm trying to tell y'all. And it's getting better. The women's game is coming up. I've always liked the women's game on this perspective. That the women's game is so based on the fundamentals. You cannot be successful in the women's game and your fundamentals are not right. Why? Because the men are more athletic. So a lot of times the men lean more on their athleticism than their fundamentals, especially early on in their career. Now, later on, they have to deal with their fundamentals because their athleticism is not the same as they were when they were younger. While women, they deal with it from the get-go, and I love that. That's why you see better shot selection, better passes, there's less turnover in the women's game because they deal with fundamentals. So y'all, let me tell y'all this. It's going to be a great thing. It is. But I'm loving what I'm seeing out of both tournaments. In fact, I missed it. You know, I always loved it, but I loved it even more because we didn't have it last year. And so been waiting for it. And so far, I'm thinking the NCAA has done a good job. Now, they didn't do good job with facilities for the women. I mean, that was stupid. That was crazy. You know, the women deserve the same treatment, the same facilities as the men's players. They shouldn't be treated as second citizens. And that's real talk. But that's how they do it sometimes. And they say it. And they say it. So hey y'all, we'll be back because we got to get into some NFL, some NBA, and hey, we may even talk a little baseball. Catch you back. Okay, guys, let's talk about some NFL, some NBA, maybe a little baseball. Now, first of all, let's talk about NBA. Did hear LeBron James out indefinitely. And they still without Anthony Davis. They are right now in the third seed. They lost to the Suns on yesterday. And hey, guess what? Guess what, though? Before I get into LeBron, let's give props to Chris Paul reaching the 10,000 assist mark. Now, let me tell y'all this. Chris Paul is the last of our pure point guards. Him and Rondo are the last pure point guards, traditional point guards in the league. Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I know. He haven't won the title. But Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer. And I want to say, he a first ballot Hall of Famer. Bottom line, so Chris Paul, we honor you, man. Congratulations. And hey, man, we'll see where the Suns go. They sitting at number 2 seed right now. So hey, we'll see where it go. Now back to the Lakers. Let me tell y'all this. If LeBron don't hurry back up and get on this court, if Anthony Davis don't hurry up and get back on this court, these Lakers are going to slip down in the rank. And they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. Because I don't care what they say. The way the Jazz playing, they don't want to play Jazz this early, that early in the playoffs, in the first round. Suns, okay, I can see that. But you don't want to play, they don't want to play Jazz early. They don't want to play the Mavericks early. They don't want Luka Doncic early. Especially, have y'all seen how the Mavericks have turned up? They got everybody healthy. Ain't no more COVID situation. And Luka is going crazy. They don't want to face Luka. Once the Blazers get everybody healthy, they don't want to face Dame Time. And the Clippers. Yeah, the Clippers are still in mix. I know they've been kind of off and on or whatever. But I think the Clippers' mindset of, I want to get to the playoffs. Which it should be. Because I don't care what they do in this regular season. It's how they're going to play in the postseason. But the Lakers need to get back. I'm trying to tell y'all. And can I tell you this? Now, LeBron, I don't put nothing past LeBron. I'm not saying this is a serious injury and that we need to be worried. I'm not saying that because LeBron know how to work his body. And in the past, it hasn't shown yet that we should be worried if he get an injury. You know, I expect LeBron to come back and be LeBron. But guys, could this be the start of the end of LeBron being LeBron? Could this injury be a precursor of the end of LeBron James as we know him? Now, y'all, I'm just bringing it up. I'm not saying it is. Trust me, I'm not. Because till I see it, I'm not going to believe it. Because right now, LeBron is LeBron. Right now, LeBron is LeBron. So I'm not saying that. do 10% do a 10% of my brain said it could be yes. Because sometimes this is how these things happen. Because let's be honest, Kobe was straight. But when Kobe got that Achilles injury, Kobe wasn't the same after that. Let's just keep it 100. So, no, we just have to see. But if I bet money on it, if I was a bet man, which I'm not, I still put my money on LeBron coming back full strength, killing people. But is there a small chance he won't? Yes, it is. The NBA, the NFL. Y'all, let me tell you this. Let's get this Deshaun Watson thing out the way. Because since the last time we talked, he's had some allegations against him. And last time I checked, 9 women have came forward. Let me tell you this. I'm not saying nothing didn't happen. I'm not saying that Watson is guilty or not guilty. Because we gotta wait for all the facts to come out, even with 9 women. But this is what I'm saying. All of this is coming out now after he said he don't want to be a Houston Texan. Really? All of this is coming out after he repeatedly refused to be a Houston Texan. Really? Because y'all, let me tell y'all this. Don't think the team didn't know this prior. If what is done alleged has happened. If really Deshaun Watson did what they said he did. And we don't know. We got to wait. It don't look good for him. But we got to wait for all the facts. You don't think the Houston Texans knew about that? But now, all this stuff coming out after he said he don't want to be a Houston Texan. And my deal is this. If he did what he did, I don't want to see just civil lawsuits. If he did what he did, it need to be some criminal. But we don't know this. But the deal is that if Deshaun Watson wasn't raising hell about not being the Houston Texans, would this stuff come out? I'm just saying. Man, I don't care what free agent. I wouldn't want to go there. And I know they signed Mark Ingram. But right now, Mark Ingram, he only went there because ain't nobody else going to sign him because he's on the downside of his career. But any other free agent of note, I would not go to Houston. As long as that owner is still there, as long as McNair is still there, I will not be going to Houston. Cause you really trying to muddy his name. That's what you're trying to do. Don't tell me they did an investment. No, right now that don't care because the investment don't want to be there. They wouldn't do it because they invested in them. The investment don't want to be there. I'm just saying. Y'all, Deshaun Jackson signed with the Rams? Man, the Rams trying to win this thing. But can the... Listen. It'll mean something if Deshaun... Cause stay healthy. He ain't been healthy since Washington, maybe, or his first stint with the Eagles. But it's been a lot of interesting moves, man. Von Miller staying with the Broncos for his last year, contract year. I think this is going to be his last year as a Bronco. Now, whether he's going to retire after this year or he's going to move on, but I think this is last year as a Bronco. I don't think they're going to resign him. I really don't. And listen. Listen, Eagles, listen. Listen. My deal is with the Eagles. Now, they could do whatever they want to do. Because frankly, they can mess up. Continue to mess up. I want you to mess up. I want you to mess up. It do good for my Cowboys. But I'm telling you straight now. Roll with Jalen Hurts. I'm telling you, use that sixth pick. Whoever need a quarterback, New England, whatever, get a boatload of picks for them. And use them picks to rebuild because you're in rebuilding stage. So let them boys grow up with Jalen Hurts. You got Rager. Continue to put other weapons. I'm telling you. That's what I need. Because guess what? You need help in more positions, Eagles, than quarterback. And four games is not a good sample size to see what you got in Jalen Hurts. Y'all listen, I done told y'all on previous podcast, Jalen Hurts is a dog. He's a beast. He's a beast. So I think the move. But if you don't want to do that and you want to do, hey, that's fine. That's one less team we got to worry about. us Cowboys. We need to worry about, we need pass rushers. We need secondary, which we did get some help because we signed Boyd from the Falcons, safety, but we need more help. Need some pass rushers. We do. But we'll see about that. Hey, y'all. MLB will be back, I believe, April the 1st. So, hey, y'all, we're going to be diving in to some baseball soon. But what I want y'all to do is go ahead and contact me. Tell me your favorite teams. Tell me what topics you want to discuss with baseball, with Major League Baseball, with the MLB. Do you think the Dodgers are going to repeat this thing? Or are we going to see some new blood in there this year? But I'm excited about it. I'm really honestly excited about baseball. Hadn't been excited about it in a while. But for some reason this year, I'm excited. So, hey, let me know. Okay? And, of course, let me know. Email me. You can email me at thesportsdiscourse23@gmail.com. Or you can inbox me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook as well. Okay? So, hey, guys. We got one more thing to get into before we leave. And we'll be right back. All right, guys. Hey, it's been a joy talking to you on today. I just wanted to leave you with this. Hey, guys, stay away from negativity. With negativity, you will never grow. You will never be successful. And you will never get to the place where you need to be. Stay away from negative people, from negative things. Keep your mind positive. Even when it seems like things are not working out, even if it seems like you're all by yourself, stay away from negativity. And I guarantee you, if you stay away from negativity and you stay positive, eventually everything will work out in your favor. I know it will, because it's worked out for me. And continue to work out for me in my life. So listen, guys. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. If you would like to continue to support us, or you're new to the podcast and would like to support us at anchor.fm/SD-23/support. That's anchor.fm/SD-23/support. Or you could support us at Cash App, which is the $ Sports Discourse 23. And also, you can also reach us on our email, which is thesportsdiscourse23@gmail.com. You can also get in contact with us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and also on our YouTube channel. We do have a YouTube channel, so please like and subscribe on there as well. we do appreciate you guys. So listen, guys, until the next time, be safe. We love you guys, and let's go.